Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
In May, the Institute of Race Relations, as mentioned before, released a report titled Education is the Single Biggest Obstacle to Socioeconomic Advancement in South Africa. And that's exactly what the team at Formula D are out to achieve, changing the course of education in our country or everywhere else for that matter. I mean, the interactive design firm seeks to make learning fun and accessible using technology and gamification. And Kirsten Wilkins, Senior Project Manager at Formula he joins you to tell you a little bit more. Kirsten, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Morning, and thanks. Thanks for having me on your show.
Kirsten, I had gaming and then I had learning in the same sentence. I was like, can I not go back? Can I not just go back once again? Maybe those were the times. But before we start, I mean, tell us more. What is Formula D?
Okay, so Formula D, I mean, we're a firm of like a really diverse crew of people who basically try and create meaningful experiences and have learning happen in the same space. So the good news for you is that learning doesn't end at any time. And oftentimes, we're more susceptible to learn when we're in a place, that is like well created and well thought through. So some of the work that we do, we visit the centers, we do work in museums, we do work with schools. You're actually learning a lot more than you realize. So we try and get into those spaces and make it sort of seamless and easy, if that makes sense. So I mean, what are the things that you're interested in learning? We're likely to tell the story is really what Formula D does.
And to you listening at home, 5:23, good morning to you. We're talking education, we're talking excitement, we're talking about changing the way we learn. This is very exciting. And so let's talk about you changing the world of education. How are you bringing about change? What is your approach to teaching and learning?
Okay, so, I mean, for us, we try and use technology as much as we can. And I think, you know, a lot of people think that sort of technology is a solution. And I'm the first person to say that I don't think it is. I think it's a really important tool that frees us up to do that the thing that teachers really ought to be doing, which is with engaging with students. So, I mean, one of the most common models that I think listeners are probably kind of aware of is a flipped classroom model, which is basically where technology comes alongside teachers. Technology is used to convey information, freeing up teachers from sort of like parrot lecturing in front of students and freeing teachers up to then engage with students on projects and build relationships and answer questions. So a lot of the work there, technology and the work that we would do is allowing stories and allowing content to sort of flow quite seamlessly, whether it be through mobile technology or kind of in engaging objects or applications like touch tables, projector tables, and sort of like engaging experiences in that way. Because what we really want to do is have people engaging with one another around content and asking hard questions, which only comes after the information has kind of been received, if that makes sense.
That does a little bit make sense. And so as we continue with our interview this morning to you listening at home, perhaps you want to find out a little bit more about Formula D. Hey, feel free to give us a shout at 021-446-0567. Kirsten Wilkins is the Senior Project Manager at Formula D. And as we talk about, what you do, what has the reaction been like? I understand, if you talk to my mother about gaming and studying, she'd have told you, get out of town.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there are a couple of sort of challenges that we face, both, with folks who are kind of receiving the work that we're doing and with kind of potential sort of clients and collaborative partners. And I think, I think the one thing that makes people a little bit nervous is, what happens if, I switch this thing on and it stops working, or, I have a problem and I don't know kind of, where to go. I think technology can be very intimidating for people. And so a lot of what Formula D does and what I feel really passionate about in particular is user-centered design. So, you'd often see user-centered design in things like, in like product making. When you pick something up and you think, oh, it's made for the human hand, and you sit down on something and you think, oh, someone thought about me. So what we try and do at Formula D is also kind of really combine that sort of user design sort of sense into the use of technology. So as you switch it on, or as you kind of, that page comes up, or that you know, that sort of that call out to, you know, to ask you to give information or to participate comes out, it's done with that same care. And I think that for me is very important in the technology space, is to see it as something that really is tailored and suited and designed for us. You know, rather than us having to be sort of these technological like experts, you know, so your mom or your grandmother, you know, could really feel at ease because she or knows it's designed for her, you know. So for me, that I think that's kind of quite a key aspect of kind of design and gamification and technology generally, you know, is that we're not kind of trying to squeeze ourselves into a space where we have to be more than. You know, technology is really a tool, and I think that's kind of quite a key learning for us, and something we try and bring to both our end users and also to the collaborators that we work with initially when we're starting a project. When we're sitting with people who want to tell their story using technology and speaking to vast groups of people, you know, we start with human-centered design, which I think is really it's quite key.
And as the pathfinders, as the pioneers, do you see this method perhaps being adopted into schools, into school curriculums?
Yes, you know, I think there's two things that I think are important here. The one is using technology to teach and to tell stories, and I think there's a place for that. But I also think that, you know, a lot of schools don't have access to the kinds of technology that we would call, say, cutting edge even. I mean, a lot of folks have got access to smartphones, a lot of folks have access to data, but we can't assume that. So I think it's important to, I think that's maybe even a conversation for another cup of coffee, but I think that's important to note. But just to say that I think technology is an important tool in some respect. But then, you know, in the school curriculums, what I think is really key is that is teaching kids and even teaching other teachers about preparing children for technology doesn't need devices. You know, teaching kids to code, you can do in a room with no device, because coding is a way of thinking as opposed to engaging with something that you plug in and have to recharge every so often. Do you know what I mean? So for me, I think in terms of like being cutting edge in education, we need to teach kids ways of learning in order to create technology. And then we also have to give kids access to that technology. And sometimes they don't happen at the same school or in the same place, and that's okay. But I think, you know, some of the things that we try and do is empower teachers to understand how technology works and teach that critical thinking, even though they might not have access to that technology, you know, right at that moment. So I think we can be pretty innovative in both of those ways. And sometimes it's beautiful when they blend together. But I think teachers who are sort of quite switched on and have those critical thinking skills are able to empower kids maybe outside of the resources that I think are sometimes necessary.
Kirsten, once again, less than 30 seconds. Very quickly, your parting words to the Cape Talk community, and how do we get a hold of you?
Okay, so the best thing to do to get hold of us is to just hop on the internet and find us at formulad.com. Otherwise, you can have a look at some of our engaging experiences that we've put together. I mean, the Two Oceans Aquarium in Cape Town is a good example. So go for an aquarium visit and see all the sort of the digital awesomeness there. I think my parting words, I think, for folks are just really that don't be scared of technology, but also don't be limited by it. You know, it's simply a tool for us to engage with each other more. You know, and I think the heart message here is that I don't want technology to make us kind of sit alone and kind of stare at screens. You know, it's for us to be engaging with one another and solving problems. So that's kind of what we're really looking to do. So that's it.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. Looking forward to chatting with you again in the future. And to you,